Farmers and ranchers need an ag labor solution. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, every day we all depend on the work of our American farmers, whether it's produced here in Tennessee or in California. We all depend on farmers getting us our food from the field to our plates. Planting, cultivating, and harvesting that food can be a back-breaking job, one that very few Americans want to do, but it's vital to our nation's food supply. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
How many Americans do you suppose aspire to be migrant farm workers? Probably not many. California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger recently testified before a House subcommittee on immigration policy and enforcement, where he pointed out that someone has to do those jobs, and in many cases, those workers are foreign, often here illegally.
In California alone, we rely on 400,000 employees during peak season. Nationally, it is estimated that the agricultural workforce consists of 1.83 million hired workers. Some have estimated that as much as 50 to 70% of the hired workers are not authorized to work in the United States.
For years, farmers and ranchers have asked Congress to address this problem so they will have an adequate legal labor supply.
Because much agricultural work is seasonal, intermittent, and physically demanding, agriculture does not attract a domestic workforce. Farmers and ranchers across the nation are in critical need of a solution that provides an effective, reliable legal workforce to cultivate and harvest our crops and tend our livestock.
Winger says Congress needs to work on a real solution that would help all areas of agriculture get the necessary workers, including livestock and dairy farmers who aren't eligible to use the existing government program.
The most important features of a solution for our industry will be to recognize that many of our workforce want and need the ability to come to the United States, work on our farms and ranches, and return to their home country. The consequences of getting it wrong are serious. Make no mistake, to lose the ability to feed our nation and depend upon foreign-produced food is a national security issue.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.